But a disappointing end to the European campaign then.
Yeah, it was. I thought we put a huge amount of effort in that first half. And the game just slipped away in a 10-minute period. It was interesting because we couldn't get a foothold in the game round lineouts, and then we leaked field position round that, and we just put ourselves under pressure.
It was strange, wasn't it? Because the set piece, the scrum went very well tonight, despite it was a really big front row for La Rochelle. The scrum went really well, but the lineout just went to pieces.
Yeah, I thought set pieces, usually scrum was outstanding. We talked about scrumming at a low height. They had a huge pack, one of the biggest forward packs I've ever seen. But one of your core foundations of your set piece, your line-out fails, then put yourself under pressure. You can never hold high field position. You can never pressurise an opposition in their 22 or in their half. And that's what happened. And, as I say, ended up fleshing out over a 10-minute period where they scored two quick tries and effectively the contest is over. And for the amount of effort they put in, especially that first half, it's just disappointing. And say that Europe's been a difficult challenge for us, getting a balance between exposing some players in that development curve in what is, it's a difficult place to come. La Rochelle away in France under lights on a Friday night, it's a tough place to go, and we probably learned a lot about some of the players out there this evening, those that can travel in the next 10 weeks in the Premiership and those that are not quite there yet.
Yeah. They made a few changes, didn't they? Brought on the fullback Lapierre, which made a big difference, I thought, to La Rochelle. They played with a lot more intensity second half.
Yeah, I thought, I say, first half, I thought we had a real foothold in the game. I thought we looked the better side. Our lineout started to break down in second half of that first half, if you like. And I thought they came out with a little bit more tempo. And I say, when they got big men and they get momentum and they get in the front foot, it's very hard to hold. But every time we got inside the half, we'd release the pressure with our inaccuracy around lineout, which is frustrating.
Couple of guys out there, Donnacher O'Callaghan, a run tonight, played nearly all the game. You didn't fetch him off much, a couple of minutes before the end, really, so he got plenty of game time. And Van Velter back from injury, how did he go?
Yeah, I thought Gigi and Donnacher outstanding tonight. And that's when you watch a game like that, you watch some of the senior players and they can compete at this level without doubt. And those that within the group that are a little bit younger and find it a bit more of a challenge. And that's what we found out tonight. We've got a group that can operate at this level, European level, away. And then we've got some of the younger guys that have got to have a look at themselves. And, if they want to aspire to be Premiership players, they've got to do a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, coming through the Championship last year in the B&I Cup, it was probably maybe a little easy for them.
Yeah, it's a different challenge, Dave, out here, as you saw. You've got a monster forward pack, and once it gets in the roll, it's difficult to shut down that momentum, but that's a challenge, you see, for some of the young players that aspire to play Premiership, then that's what it looks like, and it comes every week in the Premiership, and they've got to put the hand up and see if they want to be counted.
Luke Baldwin had a good run again tonight. Will he be perhaps first choice for next Sunday?
Yeah, he'll certainly be in consideration. He's Luke Sharp coming back from injury, and again, another sort of 60, 70 minutes for Luke's beneficial. I thought he controlled this reasonably well, especially that first half. See, second half when La Rochelle got themselves in a row, it was difficult. Defensively trying to control collisions and control speed of balls.